You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Here we go. This is it. Here we go with a new podcast, May 11th. May 11th. We're already one-third of the way through May. One-third. Time flies.
No ending to that?
No ending. Time flies.
Just it's true.
May 11th. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. Bonnie McFarland.
You're pronouncing my name wrong. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. It's Bonnie McFarlane. Lane. But I added a D.
That's fine.
Bonnie McFarlane. And
I don't know if I've ever corrected you before. You might have thought that this whole time.
Rich Voss. Yes, I thought it was a D. I have been spelling your name wrong.
It was for a long time wrong in your phone.
No. Oh,
I think
it was?
2 years ago.
In my phone the same way. I never switch it.
It's still misspelled in your phone?
Probably. What?
No, just... L-O-V-E.
One, real quick, you have to go behind the wall. I was discussing...
Oh, my God. Why? What's happening back there? Talking about Walmart? You're dying.
You have to go behind Walmart. There's so much things going on back there.
Behind the Walmart. That's probably what the behind the wall has been all this time, just code for you to be like, hey, because you know what? If you go back to some podcasts, I do remember you being like, hey, Stan, go behind the wall.
Do you remember that, Stan?
I remember. I distinctly remember. Hey, Julio.
Well, here's the deal. We should have 1,000 people behind this wall. It's $1.99 a month. Let me tell you what's back there real quick before we move on.
Are you talking about the, like, virtual behind the wall? Because behind Walmart, we all know it's cocksucking.
Yes, behind our wall.
Right.
4 of my CDs are up there. I'm Killing Here, Still Empty Inside, mm-hmm. 141 IQ, and 5.
And you can just get them for free.
Yeah, behind the wall.
$1.99
a month. There's also... like 4 of our live shows, 4 or 5, 2 from South by Southwest.
Oh, my God. This should make it so you can't get it all, like, right away.
Well, for a
dollar. You got to at least be in there 3 months or something.
I don't know.
Somebody watches it all in 1 week. And then,
well, if they watch it all.
That's what I do to Hulu.
You think if they watch it all, they have superpowers because it's all audio? So do you think if they watch it all in a few weeks, that don't they deserve?
Rich, you got me. You know what? And the way that you did it,
what?
That was the smart way.
It's a smart way.
Yeah, like very sarcastic. Not just like, hey, you don't watch him. You were like, you made me see it for myself, which I like.
I pointed it out in a funny, mean way. I don't try to attack. I try to, I try to...
enunciate?
No, I try to let you know... where your shortcomings are, with a little humor, but basically mainly with help. I'm just looking out. Hey, if we get a laugh while it happens, you know.
Yeah, by all means, keep talking about it for 45 more minutes.
Hey, do you know what? You see how you're wearing your sweatshirt inside out?
Yeah, because I've got mustard stains on this.
Back when I was young, that was a style, to wear your sweatshirts inside out.
Well, I'm bringing it back. It's cold.
Do you remember that?
Isn't necessity the mother of invention? Well, mustard stain might start a revolution.
I think Betsy Ross was the mother of invention, or at least.
Oh, she wasn't.
I know.
It doesn't even make sense.
She invented the flag.
She sewed it.
Yeah, she came up with the idea, too.
She did?
I don't know.
I don't know that part.
Neither do I.
Who is the creative brains behind it? Was it Betsy? I was only taught she sewed it. But I'm Canadian, so.
But it used to be a big style to wear your sweatshirts inside out. People were like, fucking cool. You cut off the sleeves down to about, not tank top, you know. You cut
right, right.
Off,
like a,
below your shoulders, and you'd wear it inside out. I'm going to start doing that again.
Okay.
I'm going to buy a sweatshirt all this right. week at fucking Walmart.
All right.
On my way behind the wall.
Gotcha.
Go behind the wall. $1.99 a month. I have to tell you what I'm... So, I dated a girl. Oh, God. It had to
Should
be...
Should I be here for this?
Yes. Or,
okay.
It had to be 20 years ago. Or... Maybe not. Let's see. I would say at least 17. But I wasn't very, very nice girl. Very attractive.
Uh-oh.
But I was going
She's got your gum. Oh, Allie. Don't chew Nicorette gum.
It's only a piece of paper. Very, very...
Well, how come one time in your life you didn't put the gum in the thing?
Okay, so she was very sweet. The nicest girl, very attractive. So you give her a piece of paper to chew up?
Well, I mean...
Really? Why don't you give her a bone? That's what a dog... A bone.
She likes that.
Yeah, how about a bone?
Okay, relax.
So, I don't know how long I dated her. Can I figure this out? Can I tell you the story?
The dog is barking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. If anyone listened to this podcast, it's so embarrassing.
Can we step it up? Can you listen to my story?
No, it's... Why would I want to...
It's a good story. Let me...
But I know it's a good story, it's a good story. But first of all, it's taken you 2 hours of like... This is how you start
Because you say...
A girl...
No, it's because you say, go get the gum. I would have been done with it.
20 years ago. Was it 20 years ago?
Years ago?
17.
They're years.
It's like... Hey, I dated a girl. Boom, big, boom, 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 dee, 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 doo, da, 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 doo, dee, dee.
How'd you know her name?
That's the funniest thing you've ever said.
No. What?
That's the funniest thing. It's unfortunate, but that is the funniest thing you've ever said on the podcast. Yes.
Get the hell out of here. So I dated her. I don't know how long ago.
It doesn't matter. Okay. That's not the...
Yes, it
clearly
does.
Clearly before
it
marriage.
It does.
Oh, this is not one of the ones you dated during our marriage?
No, because this... I'll get to the point.
Well, just get to the point and then later go. This is why I was concerned about when it was because...
So, let me get back to this. Very sweet. Nicest person.
If you're on the fence about killing yourself, listen to this story because... in about 2 seconds, that shotgun's going to go off.
The nicest... Unbelievably attractive, but I was going through my divorce, so it had to be maybe 20.
Okay, who cares?
23 years ago.
I'm gonna kill myself.
So, and I wasn't nice to her at the end. I think I was just rude or mean. I don't think
the way that you are throughout our entire marriage. Oh,
yeah.
Forgive me if I don't shed any tears for this woman.
So. Out of nowhere, I don't know if I get a call or an email.
What does it matter?
Recently from her. That's why I'm trying
to think. She contacted you.
I'm trying to think how long ago it was because did I have a cell phone then? I've always had the same number. Okay.
Okay.
Or did I get it on Facebook or through an email? Maybe through an email. And...
Well, email cell phones all kind of came around the same. Oh my God!
It was a tick.
Well, why did you go crazy?
I got it. There it is.
Oh my God!
There it is. Oh my God! Give me something to crush it.
I just picked them up with my fingers. Oh,
just give me something to crush it.
Oh
with.
My
there
God!
It
no, listen.
I want to crush
this
it.
This is what I do. I
got them up.
I go like this.
How did it get on me? Crush it.
I crush it in here, okay?
Crush it with something. That's not crushing.
Yes,
that's not crushing.
I use the edge of it.
There, you hear it?
All right. Fucking tick on me. Holy shit, there was a tick on me.
Big T, but you acted like a...
That was a deer tick.
Rich, if it's crawling around on you, you're fine.
Yeah, but where did it come?
It's when you don't see them. It's the ones you don't
now,
see.
Now we got to check.
They crawl into your ears at night.
I wear little things in my ears when I go to bed.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Listen, I know that it's like I grew up in the army and you, like, were a ballerina in it from our childhoods.
Any tricks on me?
No. Nope. No.
Holy fuck, I felt it crawling.
Did you? How you knew it was there?
Yeah.
You felt it crawling on you?
What? Okay.
Oh my God. Are you embarrassed?
I hate ticks.
Okay,
you
everyone
can get Lyme
does.
Disease.
Don't say I hate ticks like there's people that are like, oh, look, honey, a tick on me. Oh, you. Oh, look, tick. We live in Ticktopia, as Raina
coined it. Fuck, that's the second time I felt one on me.
Well, you went outside. You went outside. There's a chance of getting a tick.
The motherfucker. That was a deer tick, too. It was small. Did you crush it?
Oh, my God, Rich. I'm going to crush something.
Did you crush it? Tell the truth.
Move your face out of the arc of my fist.
Oh. Did you crush it?
Yes, I crushed. You heard it go.
All right, so.
Listen for that sound.
Oh, I scared the hell out of me.
Oh, you Rich is just... It was a life or death situation.
What if I would have found it on me in Baltimore? Oh, I would have lost my mind. How do you get them off? Okay,
they were easy. It's easy to get off, right? You just lift up and go...
No, you can't pull them right out. They don't pull right out.
You've never found one embedded in you. They don't even bite. They just crawl on you.
No, they suck into you to get your blood. How do you think you get Lyme disease?
Well, I mean,
if they latch into you, you got to check everywhere all the time. That's how people get Lyme disease. They don't get it from them crawling. They find a warm spot. Check your balls and your hairy areas, because they go to warm areas.
My hairy areas?
Yeah.
What a romantic.
I'm not trying to sleep with you. I'm trying to do a tick check.
I know.
I'm not trying to seduce you. I'm telling you about... I'm right after this podcast. I'm going up and checking my balls.
Go now. Right. Check them now. I mean, it's not like you got that much area to cover. Rich now checking his balls for ticks. The one good thing about this is it's derailed him from his story. First, we've got to, like, do some New York City detective work and find out if it was an email or a phone call.
Okay,
exactly
so.
The year. She recently contacted you. This is the point. You dated a woman not so nice to her back 20-some years ago. She recently contacted you by phone or by email.
I don't know if it was email.
Well, she didn't call you? It was either text or email.
Yes, she called me, but did I give her my number through an email? Why did she want to talk? Well, anyhow,
okay, so
she has my number.
Oh, this is the whole thing. I know exactly what's going through your head right now.
What?
You have to make this some kind of a thing because you know you gave her your number, and now
you're like,
if Bonnie had done that, I would lose my mind.
That's not true. If Mark Cohen
through this.
Listen, that's not true. If one of your old boyfriends.
Well, then what does it matter? I know there's something up with you. You've done something untoward.
Now you're trying to somehow
weirdly cover your tracks.
No, what I'm saying
is. Fine. Okay, so this woman then calls you. You talk to her.
Yeah, for like a few minutes, and I didn't even know who it was because she had a different name, different last name.
So she says, "Hi, it's Peggy Poo Poo."
She goes, "I was listening to something, and I started thinking of you, and I called to say hello." So I said, "Hi, how you doing?" She goes, "Oh, I was married, divorced, have a kid, da 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 da."
The kid is yours. Is that what she said?
Oh. No, because the kid's only 14. So it wasn't 14.
Well, who knows when the last time you really saw her was.
It was like 20-something.
Okay, whatever.
This tick threw me off fucking track.
You're telling a much better story now. I gotta admit, that tick, it revved up your heart rate, got you going, got you focused.
Where does it...
I'm gonna put a tick on you before every podcast, because this is good.
Why? I could just watch your neck move. So,
oh, is that like
you have a tick?
Really? Oh my God! On this podcast, you said the best and worst thing you've ever said yeah. on a podcast.
So, but then she called the other day, and
that was the chair. Said, that was the chair.
And she said, "I didn't really talk to her. I go, I can't talk now." She goes, oh, I just want to say hi or whatever thing.
Okay, but at what point did you... Why are you editing your conversation so much? She said, hey, let me just ask you...
But she's calling me, and then she left a message last night, and I'm thinking... And she lives all the way across country somewhere. I'm going... It's like...
Oh, Allie's mad about the story. You think she's hitting on you, or you gave her the wrong impression, or...
No, how could she be hitting on me?
Well, what was the message say?
Oh, something about her kid, and you have kids. Can I talk to you about something or something?
Oh, my God. She's looking to fucking...
What?
Elbow me out of there.
No.
Oh, yes.
From cross country?
Well, she'll move. Fuck no. She doesn't have a lot of options left. She sat down.
You got to be a real asshole. You got to be a real stupid dummy to move to Jersey from California.
Oh, no, she wouldn't do it unless you guys... I was already out of the picture.
No. What kind of idiot would move from California to New Jersey? Think about it.
Oh. I thought I get it now.
You're a real dummy.
You're right. You're so right.
So
you smart a woman and fallen for it, you know.
So she goes, oh, let her hear a message or something.
Oh, come on, that's but this is in her mind. She's like, is the most famous person in her dirty white trash mind.
No, she's not white trash. She was a nice girl. Came from a good family. Came from a good family.
A good family?
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee you she's going to, at some point, I want you to call back. I want you to record these calls. We'll play them. We'll play them behind the wall.
No. How do you...
Please.
How can you...
Please.
First of all, you can't be... How do you record a call?
Well, you can do it in Nevada. I don't think you're allowed to do it.
So you have to go to Vegas, call her. No, how do you record a call? I wouldn't do that anyhow to somebody. I'm not that kind of...
I mean, legally.
I'm not sinister.
I'm sure she'd accept if you said, hey, I'm going to play your fucking calls on...
I'm going to call her back
behind the wall.
I'm going to call her back today. I can barely remember what she looks like. Do you say...
Well, say, take a picture, hold up a newspaper, and send it to me, and I'll decide if I want to talk to you about your kid or not.
No, I'm not mean. She's too nice to be mean to. Maybe she's going through something.
You feel a little... She's good. She's good.
Maybe I'm just... I feel, you know, she... I like to help people.
Yeah. I know. That's how you...
What? How I got you?
Stand behind the Walmart.
Oh, brother. Where'd that tick come from? Where'd it come from?
So, what's your next step here? You're going to call her back?
Should I? To find out, you know.
Yeah, I think you should call her back, and I want you to record the call.
I would never do that to somebody. That's against the law. It's illegal. I'm not FBI.
So, and just for our own personal use.
I wouldn't do it, and I don't know how to do it, and I wouldn't do it. Because if she's going through something personal...
Tell her to leave a message, so then the police listen to the message.
I wouldn't, and then she called.
Oh, you'd protect her? Study your goddamn wife.
What am I protecting you from?
It's not about protection, it's loyalty. I used the wrong word.
Well, and then she called.
Don't you see? She's trying. She said to herself, I need a husband.
No.
I'm older. What is she? Same age as you?
No, probably younger.
Let's say she's probably around her 50s.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's got a kid. She thinks you're rich. You know what you have to do? All you have to do is send her a picture of the townhouse. And she will be on to the next.
Yeah, really? Who spent $3,200 bucks to put new floors in upstairs? Huh? Me.
Okay.
Well, both of us, because it came out of our business account.
Yeah, a joint account, right? But thank you for paying half. I appreciate that. I know that's hard for you.
I feel bad. I'm going to call her one time and see what her deal is. Because she goes, one time she left a message.
How many messages has she left?
17.
17 messages. I don't know what she wants.
Well, no, one time I answered the phone.
Okay, wait, how many
I go,
times?
I can't talk. I can't. She called me.
Because you wouldn't let anything go to voicemail. That's not who you are, if possible.
Well, no, I get shot on voice. But
I would never answer it. I'd be like, ah!
Well, I didn't know. I think I put her name in my phone, and I go, who the fuck is this?
And what's her name?
I don't want to say it on the podcast. You don't want
to. But is it like a normal, is it Pam?
Close.
Okay.
Pan.
It's Pam.
It's Pam. You were close. So, but then she called, and I couldn't talk. Where the fuck was I?
Who cares?
But I go, like, she goes, look, I'm not trying to come between your marriage. I go,
no, she, no, she, no, now you're lying. Are you lying?
Yes.
No.
She goes, yeah.
No.
Swear
no,
to God.
No,
swear
now
to God.
You're making it up.
I'm not making
it
up. I don't make that kind of stuff up.
Don't. Come on now.
She goes, I don't want to ruin
your
marriage. She goes, I don't want
to
ruin your marriage.
Listen to me right now. Stop.
What?
End it.
What?
It's good radio. Let me. I think what happened here was that I brought up the thing about the marriage, and you were like, that's good radio. How can
you
keep that going?
No, swear to God.
So let me invent this.
No, I swear to God, I invented
part of it for good radio. But what we need here is not lies. And
there's no lies. I swear to God.
Not making things up. The whole thing now that I... Now that you just lied,
I didn't lie.
I see the whole thing as a lie.
No, it's not a lie. I can
and the truth of it is, well, you won't give me your name, and I think sometimes it's just because you can't think of one on the spot.
No, I got a recording. I got
you
a
got a recording.
Yeah, I got
then
a message.
Play the recording for me, or I do not believe it.
I'll play it after the podcast. No. It's mean. I'm
okay,
not
you
it.
Can play it in the podcast. You just don't say who the person is, and it's fine.
What if they hear? What if that person hears it?
Oh, come on, Rich. Okay, there's 13 people across this fucking country, and some of them, at least half of them, are in the fucking in Europe. So don't act like there's a chance she's
okay,
one
let
of
me
the people listening
something
to this.
You. Say somebody's going through turmoil. They listen to it, and then they do something drastic. That's on me. I can't live with myself. You see what I'm saying?
Rich.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Rich.
That's where the ticks are coming from. That's where the ticks are coming from.
I spray them out of my ass.
You keep farting them out of your ass.
I didn't fart. That was you. Stop.
What's wrong with you? I wouldn't have brought it up.
Oh, my God. You don't mind
don't
acting like
me.
A total sissy.
Don't
running around after a tick, but you won't take credit for a fart? What's wrong with
that's
you?
That's not even my kind of humor, we know it's you. I'll play you the recording after. You'll see.
No, play it now, because it doesn't matter. She's not listening.
Yes, she is, and I don't want to take that chance.
Oh, God.
We'll play it on the next podcast. I'll let you listen to it. And
how come, like, so much of, like, social interactions you don't get? Like, you just shut down...
Testing. We are back on. We're back on, so we got to talk up because it doesn't. I mean,
we ran out of battery, but we did the whole podcast not knowing
that we ran out of batteries.
Because my engineer, I don't know. Like I can't.
Well, on the Tascam, the battery indicator showed 2 out of 3 bars. So you would think you have a lot of time left.
Let's not get into it.
No, we're getting into it because you say I'm incompetent when I'm
well,
not.
Well, every single podcast there's an issue.
No, there's
every
no
single
yeah,
one.
you're involved in it. That's one
well,
issue.
Let me out. Let me out of this prison, I tell you.
So there was 2 out of 3 bars on the indicator.
All right, enough about the who gives a shit about the... You don't have to defend yourself. You fucked up. And you know, own it. Move on.
I didn't
figure
fuck
it
up.
Out.
How did I fuck up?
Well, because you're supposed to, do you or do you not tell me almost every podcast, TAC app, and you're checking the fucking whatever's in the D's and the do's, the fucking runs out of battery for 25 minutes.
Let me tell you how Fox rent a car. If you're listening from Fox, you got to hear this story.
I don't want to be here all day. I want to redo what we did.
Can I just tell the story real quick and then we'll redo it? Fox rent a car. I went through tolls in Los Angeles. In California on the way to San Diego. They're pay by mail. So if you do it within 5 days, you don't owe the money. You pay for the toll. Whatever it is. 50 cents, 60, 80 cents. So I owed like $15. Paid it within the 5 days. Tolls by mail or whatever, toll roads, made a mistake and sent to Fox.
You
sorry.
Just spit on me.
All right, sorry. Sent to Fox. Oh, we didn't get payment. So Fox sends me a $15 administration fee, right? So I call Toll by Rhodes. I go, look, I made the payment. I got the email right here, the confirmation. I give them the confirmation number, and they said, okay, it's our mistake. We'll email you the proof. So I call Fox and go, look, I have the proof that I call Fox. I go, I have the proof that I paid. And they said, well, on this proof, it doesn't say what date you paid. I go, it says I paid on time. And take off the $15 fee. I don't care about $15. It's just the fact that they try to get you for anything they possibly can. So I just get the email going, that's not good enough proof. We don't know if you paid within the 5-day limit. So
just ignore them.
They're going to take the $15 out of my account.
Go call the credit card company and say, don't let them do that.
I don't want to deal with it for $15. I was already on the phone yesterday because Toll by Rhodes will charge you an extra $63 if you don't pay on time. And I go, I did pay on time. And they go, oh, you're right. Sorry, our mistake. Anyhow.
I hate to... Can you wipe your mouth, please? Thank you.
All right, so back to our podcast got off, but now it's back. And it's going to be edited together, so you're not going to tell that it was two podcasts.
Who gives a shit? I don't care. Do you really think that they're like, that they listen to this podcast for the quality of the fucking actual...
Well, once I get the computer set up, there's going to be much better quality because I have a MacBook Air. We're doing this on a Tascam and then transferring it. But once
I swear to God, I was just telling somebody this, like...
What?
This is...
What were you telling them?
What kind of person you are, and you're just doing exactly...
What?
Yelling about how good it's going to be, and...
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? Yeah. I'd love to hear it.
Well...
I'd love for somebody to be like, this is... Okay, why don't you just tell the story about your...
Tell the story about what?
Well, on the last podcast...
What do you mean,
was not recording, which is the most awful thing in the world, that I was just talking to you. I just spent 25 minutes just having an actual conversation. You were telling me about some girl from your past that you dated over 20 years ago.
Was it over 20? Yeah, maybe it was.
Oh, my God. We got into a fight about this on the last podcast.
I don't call it a fight.
Who gives this shit?
It was a while ago.
Go ahead. Make sure you put more gum in. Hey, were you out of gum? Did you not have gum in your mouth for 1.5 seconds? Oh, okay. Woo! You made it through. Good job.
I feel like ticks are all over me.
You know what? You're the biggest fucking baby I've ever met in my life.
Biggest?
At this point, Lyme disease would be beneficial to you.
Would it really?
Yeah, because then at least you'd have something. Then you could focus on it instead of this nebulous, like, oh, I got a sore in my side, a pain in my ear, whatever it is.
She thinks she's so cool because she said nebulous. Like, no one uses that. No one ever says that.
I just made it up. I make up words all the time with you, Rich, because I know you'll never fucking know.
Nebulous. What is that?
This is exoteric.
What's nebulous? Some Shakespearean character? Nebulous!
Oh,
my fair lady, nebulous.
Don't act like you know anything about Shakespeare.
What, are you kidding me? Don't make me do Shakespeare again. I've done it many times on the podcast.
But how could you remember that?
Because I was offered a part in The Tempest.
It's the juiciest speech I've ever heard. Every time you do it, it's like...
What?
It's like I imagine water just falling out of your mouth. Yeah. Do a little bit of it. People will see what I'm talking
There's
about.
There's no most bounteous lady.
It's slippery.
It's not slippery. It's as Shakespearean as you can get.
I'm surprised
I have not auditioned for Shakespeare in the Park.
You've been in the park enough times. Right, boys?
Have we not... Did we not see that coming?
Okay, whatever.
All right, hurry up. Recap. Okay. We don't have a lot of time. I got to drive to Maryland. I'm doing Magoobies this weekend.
Okay.
Tonight through Saturday.
Magoobies is a good club. Don't let that name fool you.
I know. Well, who the fuck names your club that?
I don't know.
You know?
Magoobies. Anyway, okay, so...
There's some nice-looking waitresses there.
You...
Go ahead.
What are you tapping about your... What?
Nothing. I'll tell you.
You're giving me signals I don't understand.
All right, go ahead.
If you're trying to get me to do, what's his face?
No,
her name. I've forgotten his name. I've put them out of my life. They don't come on the podcast anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
Say goodbye at least.
Bye, Sandy! He's left her, and he's left us, so there, it's over.
You're like a fucking puppy. Go ahead. You're cute. Go ahead.
That's why they call him Ticks.
Why?
Because you can't stop.
I did that joke.
What?
I did that joke about you.
When?
Tick, your neck. Earlier when we talked about ticks.
No.
Yeah, I did.
No.
Yes. Go ahead. What were you saying now? Let's go. Come on.
Oh, my God. It's your story. A woman contacted you from the past. She put it on your Facebook, and she said, hey, I want to talk to you. Call me. And you did, which right there, I'm fine with, because I mean, if you want to go fuck some other fucking white trash chick, go ahead.
She's not white trash. And don't...
Whatever it is.
Just like you said with...
My point being, if things were reversed, you would lose your shit. So you call
her. No, I wouldn't.
I honestly, you know, whatever, don't care. Why?
I'll tell you why I called.
Why you called is beyond.
Want me to tell you why?
Because you thought it was something to do with AA.
No.
What?
Because that person used to be involved in the entertainment business, and I thought they still were, and they wanted me to appeal.
Oh my God! Now this didn't come up at all in the other. In the missing podcast.
Yes, that person used to be a radio host somewhere, so I thought maybe I was working in their area.
That person, I heard the message.
Yeah.
Old squeaky voice. Okay. Yeah. So this person contacted.
Well, why don't squeaky voice? There's no reason.
She was like this. She was like, hi, Rich. Stop. I'm working for a ranch. Okay. Okay, so she calls you. Or she says, call me. I need to talk to you. You call her back. You talk for 10 minutes.
Maybe 12.
About what? We don't know. But during that time, she...
I said... I don't think I said I was a creep, but I go, Well, anyhow, go ahead.
Oh, my God, Rich.
I don't remember. Do you remember every call you made, what you said? I didn't have phone sex with her. I called from...
You stopped shy of phone sex?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, I talked about her pussy a little bit, all in completely appropriate terms.
No.
Okay, so you make that phone call with her, which is bizarro, first of all. That I wouldn't do that.
There was a reason I did it.
I mean, I wouldn't do it because I have anxiety about stuff like that. Like
You know what I could do? I could go on Facebook.
I would have just Facebooked her back and be like, what?
I could go on Facebook and find out the message and see why I called.
Are we still recording?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Go ahead.
So then...
3 bars.
Okay.
I put new batteries in.
By the way, when we had... I'm going to call it... Not the missing podcast. I'm going to call it the conversation. That's like so disgusting.
Ticks.
The conversation we had. What ticks? I'm not naming our conversation.
Podcast we call it Ticks.
This one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine if you want to do that. That's not my point. But
Ticks first half, Ticks second half.
Ticks one and two. How about there you go.
Ticks.
Oh my God. I can't.
Go ahead.
In the conversation we had about this.
I got to get going, so go ahead.
You were not forthcoming at all.
I was 100% honest.
So I'm getting to the information a little quicker on this one because you, and getting new. Okay, so you call her back. It's not about business, in any way.
Which I didn't know.
Right, but you found out pretty quickly.
Yes.
Then it gets into somehow talking about your time together because you're like, I was a creep. Or you may or may not have said that, but the fact that it even ran through your head.
Yeah, I don't think I was a nice guy. I thought I was a mean person.
Okay, so you were a mean person.
And I apologized.
After the conversation, you told me, you let me listen to her. Then she called
No, but I even told you that someone contacted me. I told you that night.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So then...
I don't keep
anything. So then you guys hang up.
Yeah. Well, because we're not still talking.
Then she...
3 weeks later. Yeah, we hung up. We hung up. Go ahead.
The stories you told me about how mean you were to her, you just were 100 times meaner to me just now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You feel so bad about her.
Oh, that was mean.
Okay, so she then...
Did you see that thing on Facebook?
She, I guess, called you the next day.
No, weeks later.
Weeks later, she called you. You couldn't talk. We don't know where you were.
I was here in the car, playing golf or something. Playing golf or in the car.
For whatever reason, you answered, but said, "Hey, I can't talk. Call me tomorrow."
Because I listened
to the voicemail.
I think I was doing radio.
Oh, okay. So you said...
Oh, it was yesterday. It was yesterday because I said, call me tomorrow when I'm driving to Baltimore.
Oh, my God, where we can just really open up and talk. We'll have a lot of time. Okay, in any case, it's so
gay. what am I supposed to say? Don't ever call me again. Leave me alone.
Yes, just don't answer those calls. I didn't realize, don't do it.
I didn't realize who it was because I don't. Her last name is different.
That's fine. Okay.
I always answer my phone. You know
then
that.
I was playing golf. The phone call was long enough. Oh, now it's golf. Okay.
Well, it must have been something because I said call me tomorrow. It was yesterday.
This deposition's not going well for you.
It's going 100% well.
He changed his fucking story. I hope this girl doesn't show up dead. You changed your story 20 times already.
Why would you say that? She lives across country. What happens if she's dead? Now I'm a fucking suspect because you just said that.
Oh, they got you on file anyway, man.
Why?
Because you're in her phone. You're on her Facebook. You've already...
I have hundreds of people on my phone. Does that put them in my file?
If they called you the day before they turn up fucking missing, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Someone's going to contact you.
Well, they would know if I flew to California last night.
I'm sure you'd be like off the hook like that. You got an alibi and...
I got tons of alibis. I went to the gym yesterday.
You're a little suspicious, you know.
I went to the gym. I have proof I was at the gym yesterday.
Okay. All right. So she calls. Let's just make it clear that if she is dead, we don't know that at this point while we're doing the podcast. Last you know, she's alive.
Yeah.
So she called you yesterday, and during that call, even though it was very quick and you're like, I can't talk now.
Call me tomorrow.
Ooh, doesn't sound good. And
what? But who knows why they're calling?
Okay, but you already had a 15-minute conversation with
her. No, 12 minutes, maybe not even. So don't exaggerate to lead the fucking jury in the courtroom. Don't mislead. Okay.
But you had a 12-minute conversation. If there's anything in there that needed to get to, she'd be like, I'm calling because...
She just called to say hi the first time.
Oh, so but the second time you're thinking, oh, now this is something. This might be something.
I don't
something.
Know. She better- no, I didn't find out she was calling to say hi until I called.
I get
one.
The, listen.
I didn't even know who it was because of the last name.
Whatever. So she calls you. You say, I can't talk right now. She says, oh, I don't want to get you in trouble with your wife.
No, I said, call back tomorrow on my way to Baltimore. I could talk then. She goes, I don't want to get you in trouble with your wife. I go, what kind of trouble could you get me in? What am I doing?
Why, did you leave a dish on the counter?
You've used that already.
I used that in our conversation that was not recorded.
Now, that was recorded. That part was in early. That came in.
Oh, okay, good.
Only the True TV stuff. Do you want to pitch a quick True TV show real quick?
No, because I'm getting to this. So then she's worried about your marriage.
She's not worried.
It does sound suspicious. Listen, no. I can't talk right now. I got my honey! But I will be in the car alone tomorrow
for three
hours. Please call me then.
Okay, misleading. I object. Go ahead.
I'll pick you up from the Baltimore airport. There's no airport in Baltimore.
There's one somewhere. I've never flown to Baltimore, but go ahead.
Anywho, so then you tell her, call me back tomorrow.
So did I do it like that?
Listen. I'm coming! Listen. So then you asked her to take a picture of herself.
I didn't ask her that. I never asked her that.
And send it to you.
Oh, I didn't.
What do you look like in your brown panties? Was one of the things you said.
No, but should I say that? If she calls back. I'm only kidding.
So.
I'm getting horny now.
I know. This is what I know about you. This is what I know about you. Oh my God. You're like, should we invite her? I think we should set her up with Jim Florentine. She honestly seems like perfect girlfriend for Jim Florentine.
He used to work the club where I met her.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't know her, but he worked the club.
Well, he will now. So she leaves a message, and you let me listen to this message. Before, when you were telling me the conversation, I wanted you to play it on what I thought we were recording a podcast.
I wouldn't do that.
You
to
wouldn't
somebody.
Do it. You said, no, it's wrong. I said to you, well, let me at least read the transcript. You lost your mind. Did not know. Thought I was a crazy person saying you could read a transcript.
You can't. You can't.
You kept saying, it's voicemail. It's voicemail.
Yes.
It's voicemail.
Yeah, it's voicemail.
Okay, you don't know about this?
No. Who is that?
Kate Connor.
Okay.
Oh God, Jesus. You can at least, when there's a podcast, try to pretend you're not a fucking horrible, like, controlling dickhead.
All right, go to it now. You didn't even get that? Who's that?
Oh, did I erase all my messages?
Blocked? Who'd you block?
Oh, it's a Los Angeles number. I would always answer it, but it's recording. Do you want to listen?
No.
It's a recording of a guy doing a sermon.
Well, then let me see the transcript of it.
Okay. Yes.
How'd you do that?
You click right there.
Where? You do it what? Oh, well, bust my buttons.
Okay.
So that's a horse of a different color.
That's what, like, that fucker.
Oh, that's a cool... I would listen to that if he's giving a sermon. It's a free sermon.
Yeah, I guess you got to give money.
Oh.
So, which I did, which is why now in the service. No. So, you didn't... So, Rich was literally freaking out, didn't know about that. So, I said, True TV, if you're listening, which I know you are, that's a good show for you. Tech Talk with Rich Voss. Because you didn't know any... You didn't know what a GIF was, which may be called a GIF. I don't know the true pronunciation of that.
How do you do that?
You didn't... Yeah, I mean...
Tell me how to do that one again. Where you throw the video in a text.
Writing your text.
Yeah.
And you say, hey, show me your bra and panties. And then there's a thing across the bottom that says... bra and panties. You click it, and now there's all these videos.
What do you mean? Show me on your phone. I don't understand. Oh, send me a text like you're sending it to me.
Okay.
Rich Voss.
I do know who you are, you cunt. Let's see if cunt fucking... cunt asshole. Okay, this isn't going to bring up anything.
Well, I don't see anything happening.
Okay, I gotta, you know, let's see, maybe there's a Cosby.
Still don't see anything.
Oh, wait, I'm gonna...
What are you hitting?
Well, that just gives me... Okay, there you go.
So how did you get to it? What did you hit?
Hit that.
Hit what? Do it again, go back. Go back to, what do you hit?
See that smiley face?
Yeah.
Hit that, okay, oh, there, I'm gonna put that in.
What is it?
It's a GIF.
Oh, boy, they're coming up with so many different things for these iPhones. I'm telling you.
But that's what came up when I said Cosby. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Just heard you guys.
All right.
So this is Tech Talk. But it was funnier before because you were telling me I was wrong. You were saying no to me. You called me dumb at one point while I was explaining.
I call you dumb all the time.
Both of these things to you.
You're dumb. Maybe not to that, but you're dumb for other things. There was something you did stupid the other day, I forgot.
No, double down. Double down, you motherfucking piece of shit.
What?
Oh, you excited to get on the road to Baltimore?
Can't wait
for Tanya!
Tanya!
It's me, Pam! Sure, her name is fucking Pam.
Pan.
Oh, yeah, pansexual, I'm sure of it.
Okay, pansexual.
So she... Okay, here we go again. This is True TV. It's another one. It's Modern Things with Rich Voss.
Wait, you think there's a pansexual?
That's a thing. That's a real thing.
No, pansexual.
Okay, you're going to go no on that. You're saying no. You're saying I'm dumb. Are you saying I'm dumb?
Yes.
Because I'm saying pansexual?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you, in your mind, you think it's somebody who has sex with pans, isn't
no,
it?
No, no.
What do you think it means?
Paranormal.
Pansexual.
Yeah, what's
you means paranormal.
No, what's pansexual? Because you're making that up.
Yep. Yep. Made
oh,
it
yeah.
up. Made it
what?
Up.
Come on.
Made
spill
it up.
The beans.
Rich, it's like, I know what it is. So, like, it's when you will are willing to have sex or your sexual preference is everything. You're pansexual.
That's crazy. Everything. What's everything?
Listen, I don't want to get into the right or the wrong of the pansexual morally if it's against what you believe in. That's not what we're doing here. What we're doing here is we're calling me a fucking dummy
okay.
for knowing something that you had no idea about, even though it's been somehow... I don't know how you...
In the news?
It's been in the zeitgeist for a long time. In fact, it was on one of your favorite dumb shows, Schitt's Creek.
Oh, I only saw a couple episodes because you stole that show from under me, too. Yeah, yeah, there goes
oh, don't
your
worry,
comeback.
You'll get even. You'll get even with Pan. You'll show me. Okay, so Pan leaves this message that honestly, it's hard to believe that you guys only talked twice.
Twice.
Because
once, and the other time I said I can't talk.
I won't say anything she said in the message, but this is what the message was. Hi, Mitch. I'm working at a... Anyway, he's my boss, but it's fine. I'm a single mom, and I get to have the hours that I want to have. And I miss you.
Who would miss me from that long ago? Isn't that weird?
I thought we had a real connection, and you told me to call you today, so I'm calling you today.
No, no, no.
That's how she... That's exactly what she said.
No, she didn't say, I told you to call me today.
Yes,
she said, I'll call you tomorrow like you told me.
Oh, well, well,
what?
Then, that's so different.
Yeah, because that's tomorrow, not today. I said, call me
oh
tomorrow.
Oh, my God, you're getting... Oh,
I said, call me tomorrow when I'm driving
stop.
To Baltimore.
Stop.
Why would you... But you're making up words. She said, call me today. I never said, call me today. And I was just getting off the phone.
I meant she was saying whatever day, I don't know the days that all this happened. And I, because you honestly don't remember either.
Yesterday.
Okay, so yesterday she called and you said,
playing.
Call me tomorrow. I know that you said that on that call because in the message she said, you told me to call you today, so I am calling you today. That's how I know you said that in the call before.
Yeah, but
and now you're saying somehow, no, that was yesterday. Like, you're getting hung up on a timeline.
Yes.
That's not the point.
All right, can move on.
Do you, honestly, you're super confused?
I'm not confused.
I don't know why you corrected me for saying that, because that's exactly what she said in the...
Whatever. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm just saying...
I didn't say you did.
But
I'm saying this person is crazy.
No, don't call someone crazy. You don't know if they're crazy. Maybe they're lonely or going through...
This person... Okay, lives across the country, dated you once, in your estimation...
No, not once, like four times.
In your estimation...
Five times.
Did you have anal?
No!
So, it wasn't even that close.
Okay.
So, in your estimation...
yeah.
You were mean to her. I
wasn't a nice guy.
And one of the stories
I
you
wasn't
told
abusive,
me,
I was just standoffish.
So you've changed. You've really changed. So, but one of the things that you said that you did to her was that you sent her for her birthday.
Yeah, nice gift.
A free Macy's gift when you go buy makeup. Who bought the makeup?
No, cologne.
Well, you bought cologne for yourself.
Yes.
And you gave her the free gift that you got.
A nice travel bag. A nice travel bag.
I mean, this is
years ago.
This precedes my wooden roses by I don't know how many years.
This was...
But you have always been the... It's like having to do something for someone else actually gives you physical pain. And you're just like, gah, tote bag, send.
No, it was a nice...
It's all the wooden roses in the diner. Gave them.
No, it was a lovely...
Like the fact that you have to spend time and think about someone
it
and
was
send
a
them
lovely,
a nice gift.
It was a lovely... Well, one girl I dated.
Stop. I can't hear any more stories because Marina told me one. I can't hear any more stories about the person that I...
What?
This is what should happen. If you're getting married, you should do this for yourself. Get together all the exes and people that the person's hit on, and just let them tell you stories about the guy that you're about to marry, and I guarantee you,
that's his name. She exaggerated. I never said that, what she said.
I was all joking. And you know what?
What?
I was so mad at that one girl who called me up and said, he hits on everything that was... I think she's right.
I don't hit on
her. She's right.
No.
I'm wrong.
No.
Trying to do a sister a favor.
Oh, a sister?
And I just said, you know what? I fell right into the old... choosing men over...
All right, let's wrap this up because you're...
So now what are you going to do? So she... Can I just say this, though? She really does. She's got her eye on you. She might not try too hard, but if you respond at all, she's going to go for it.
You're 100%
single mom.
Wrong.
What other woman? What other reason would there be to be like, I miss you. Real connection.
But if someone... First of all, lives in California.
Nothing against you. You don't have to defend
yourself. She can
easily
find someone in California. You think she's going to try to find a married guy with three kids from across the country? Come on, be realistic.
Okay, this wouldn't be my choice. I'm not her. I'm not in her shoes. I don't know what she's thinking. I think she probably thinks it's exciting because you're famous.
No.
It even pains me to fucking... that anyone would see you as that, but... Yeah, she sees you as a famous person that she knows, so it's exciting for her to have some connection to that.
No. You think so?
Well, Rich, you're not a nice person.
No spring chicken.
I mean, you're not a catch.
I am. Look at me.
Oh, God, here we go. I'm just saying, well, you're married. You're right. It's like there's only one reason why anyone
Maybe someone just wants to be friends and talk.
Well, that's possible, but there's probably people around her she could be friends with. But the reason that she's reaching out to you is for some fucking reason. Yeah. And it's because there's a connection. I'm telling you, I don't know if this got onto the last podcast or not, but all you have to do is take a picture of your townhouse, send it to her. Yeah. And you'll be done with her.
Well, listen, I don't know.
I'm going to send her a brochure on how she could have all this for a small fee. And I'm going to get out, and I'm going to let her get in.
Well,
I'm going to ask her what her house looks like. I'll say I'll do a straight trade. I'll come to California and live in your house. You come here. Would that be all right with you?
No.
She must have been pretty hot if she was dating Rich Voss.
She was extremely hot. She was in my top 10.
She was in your top 10, and that voice has never changed from the time she was 22 years old. Hey, Rich.
You going to make fun of her?
Hey, Rich. I think we had a real connection. Hey, I used to be at a radio. Wow, that voice.
People's voices sound different over the phone, so I wouldn't have...
Hey, I just think I miss you. I think we had a real connection.
We did. Listen,
still have that tote.
I got to wrap this up.
That free tote from Macy's.
Well, she was I'm going to wrap it. She was a nice person, well-mannered, good family.
No. I don't get how you get to come on a podcast and be talking about a woman who's saying, I miss you, and we have a connection.
Had a connection.
I've had such less fucking interactions where you've literally blown our worlds up.
But you could see that I was not doing anything wrong. I put it right out there. We'll see how this call goes on the way to Baltimore. Although she won't call.
And then if I'd come on the podcast and been like, no, he's a great guy. He's a family. I love him so much. We had such a connection. Fantastic guy.
Yeah. Oh, somebody else you're talking about or me?
I'm saying No, I'm not talking about you. No. Do you not see? Honestly, I'm worried for you that you don't see
No, certain people, when you say, I don't, I, you know, you say...
No, no, you don't see it at all. You don't see that you're a fucking piece of shit.
See how you turn this around and turn it into...
Because I just remembered all the nights of crying and you yelling, screaming at me.
All right, relax.
I remember one time Dr. Steve sent me an email at midnight and you fucking lost your mind. You were going to get a divorce.
No,
I... You were ready to leave... Yes, that was one of the biggest fights we ever had.
If you keep...
Was because Dr. Steve sent me an email too late at night.
Not because it was too late at night. It was because I didn't get one. I was disrespected. It was about a show. I'm going, well, why is any emailing me?
But even still, then why would you take it out on me and get so mad at me? And yet, these kind of stories are just, all in
good
fun.
What do you mean
fun.
These kind? How many stories I
because
have
like
this?
Because you do have a couple of them.
No.
Remember that time I just happened to fucking click on some chick and it was like followed by Rich Voss.
Yeah.
And it was a mother of three from fucking Connecticut.
Yeah, big deal. You don't follow people.
At that time you were following nine people. And
no.
She was one of them.
No, you said followers. You said you got to start following people.
No, regular fucking this is the thing. It's like it's honestly it's
maybe
like,
I was being nice. I told you we went over this in a podcast.
Yes. And I don't want to go over it again because God knows your brain is not, it just does not fucking, I don't get it.
You don't get my brain?
No, I don't get how it connects where the...
Well, I know one thing. I love you. You're my wife.
Yeah, that's
goodbye.
Another thing where I just fell for that. I was just like, oh, okay, yeah.
Goodbye, City Land.
I just walked the dog and was like, what am I doing? It's like the universe just keeps telling me these stories over and over. Like, because Marina told me the story about you and Marina, and then afterwards goes, and then I saw that you were dating him, and I was like, oh, humiliating.
First of all, I didn't hit on her, and if I did, it wasn't when we were dating.
No, right. I agree it was when we were dating. But she saw through you immediately, and then how humiliating that I did not.
I did not.
That I ended up fucking marrying you.
First of all, I was joking with her. I wasn't serious with her.
Well, okay.
Because what she said... I
guess you're not that funny, because Marina, who is a professional comedian for many years, still doesn't see it as a hilarious
bit
of comedy.
Look, at every girl I gave a ride home to, I always threw something out.
Oh, so you did hit
no,
on every girl.
Oh, God.
You make your bed and lie in it, Bonnie. I mean,
well, of course you're going to lie. It's your bed.
You're Canadian. You have low self-esteem.
Why
are
you making...
You grew up poor. You decided, oh, you like challenges.
Why are you making De Niro faces?
I'm assessing my own...
Hey, did you ever get your money?
Why I just was like, well, marry him.
Why did you get your money from them? From that movie?
No, I never got the money for the movie because my manager said they were going to take care of it for me and then they didn't.
What, they owe you like $300 or $500?
No, they owe me a lot more than that.
Well, I'm going to get it for you because I always stick up for you.
No, you just stop trying to change the fucking subject about
There's
your
no
bullshit.
Subject.
Go to Baltimore.
Wait, what are you... Now you're going to leave mad after we had such a good podcast? See, I don't understand your mind.
I just realized what I fucking did in my life, that these stories about these... every single girl that you talk about that you dated was some fucking horrific white trash piece of shit. And
what
then,
are you talking about? I never
I'm
said
rich,
it.
I'm a single mom in California. I miss you. We had a connection. I know you just gave me a free tote once from Macy's, but that was more than any man has ever done for me.
What are you talking about?
And then I fucking married that.
What? I was younger.
I feel like you and her did have a connection. You should be together. That's who you should be with. Somebody you could fucking knock around a little bit. You know what I mean?
It's you're my, what do they call that?
No, don't say I'm your soulmate.
Yes.
That brings me so far down. No.
You're my
don't
soulmate.
Don't say it.
God put us together for a reason.
You know, when I was younger, I used to, I don't go for looks, or I'm deeper than that.
You did go for
looks. What the fuck had happened?
You're deeper? Obviously, by your past, you didn't go for looks, but I was a catch. And I still am.
Well, I mean, we'll see how this phone call goes today. I mean,
I'm not going to answer it.
No, do it and record it.
I can't record. How do you I can't record it.
Go on your phone. You're making your phone call. Open up your record. Look. Oh, my God. Tech Talk. Drew TV, are you listening? It's Tech Talk with Rich Voss.
I got to get out of here.
Voice. See? Click it. You're recording. You're recording your conversation.
Oh, that's creepy.
Well,
what are you plugging? Don't you got some gigs coming up?
You know what? I'm not going to be alive much longer. I'm going upstairs to kill myself. Goodbye.
All right. This weekend, I'll be at Magoobies Thursday through Saturday. Next weekend, Levity Comedy Club in Nyack. You got to go behind the wall. There's so much content. It's $1.99 a month. I'm going to go make out with my wife. Just make out. Not sex. Make out. Well, no. I just saw her scratching her private, so that turned me off.
Is that where you're going to make out with me?
Yeah. Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.